This is Fighting Owls Basketball.
Courtside at the APG Federal Credit Union Arena here in the postgame. Ken Krasalovic back with you, where Hartford has defeated Hagerstown 82-73 to clinch a spot in the conference tournament beginning a week from this Friday at McHenry, Maryland. And we are joined here in the postgame by head coach of the Fighting Owls, Mike Smelkinson. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you. Thanks
Mike,
a lot.
Mike, you get an 8-0 lead. You lead by as many as 14 in the first half. You lead by a dozen at halftime. You lead by as many as 19 in the second half. You never lose the lead the entire night. Yet it really never got comfortable until the final few seconds.
Yeah, well, I'm never comfortable until the final seconds and the final buzzer sounds. But we did a good job today. I mean, I thought we played hard for the most part. We had some lapses. I think guys got tired late in the second half because they were playing really hard. But it's a good win for us.
You're a little bit hoarse. You did a lot of yelling tonight. We heard you right here.
Yeah, we knew how important the game was, so I'm asking the guys to play hard. I'm going to coach hard, too.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we certainly talked about the win at Frederick on Saturday and the fact that you guys had that phenomenal second half there to turn the game around and come up with a huge road win. Tonight, despite the fact that you never, as we said, never really got comfortable, end-to-end, that was probably one of the better games of the year.
Yeah, well, it's that time of year, and it's time for us to click. And I made the joke second half of the Frederick game. I felt like finally, it took us 23 games, but we finally showed how good this team can be. And so it's all about putting it together at the right time, and I think we're starting to peak.
Well, you have a team that your leading scorer is 12.2 points a game. You only have two guys averaging double figures. Tonight you got five guys into double figures. But again, no real star. Stephen Cole with 14. John Warren with 14. Cedric Hines, 13. Aaron McDonald, 13. Evan Ogbonna, 11 points. You may not have a guy on the first, second, or third team in the conference, but you have the potential to win the conference.
Yeah, I think, you know, teams like that are hard to prepare against because, you know, you have multiple guys that are capable of getting 20 points on this team. And so you can't really key in on any guy for us and say we're going to try to stop him because then someone else can score. So, you know, guys just got to keep playing with confidence on offense and keep playing hard on defense, and we'll be all right.
Well, you got the win here. The loss, of course, is Hagerstown. Allegheny has lost. So you are ahead of them. You're tied for sixth now with Southern Maryland, heading into a head-to-head showdown with Southern Maryland on Friday. If you win that ball game on Friday, you conceivably could get as high as a number four seed, believe it or not. But you're probably going to be a 5-6, maybe a 7, depends on what happens with all the games that are left.
Yeah, well, If this year is anything like last year, I'll hope for the seventh seed.
Yeah, you wind up winning. Not too shabby.
Yeah.
Well, Mike Smelkinson, congratulations on the win here tonight. And it's been, I said it early in the season, watch this team down the stretch, and it's playing out that way.
Yes, sir. Hopefully we can just continue the momentum.
That's Mike Smelkinson, head coach of the Fighting Owls, victorious here tonight against Hagerstown.